Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting about success. What would you consider to be a success for you? How would you go about achieving it? And how would you know when you get your success? Success has so many nuances, doesn't it? Some might consider success is reaching lofty heights in your career or having things around you that you coveted. Some might consider success as specific measurable chunks, such as a journey to achieve a more incredible outcome. It's so important to remember, nevertheless, that success can just as equally be about small things too. Whatever your reason for seeking success, or wanting to start your journey to success, one thing is clear. You need to start with a goal in mind and be able to visualise it. You could create a vision board to represent what success looks like to you. This will inspire you and encourage your creativity. And of course, it's a visual prompt and a motivator too. On your journey to success, there will be downtimes, and there will be times of great joy too. When you've sized up your goals and made your initial outline plan, it's then time to see what points in your journey you could use as milestones, a sort of measure of your journey to success, as it were. You can construct and develop your journey however you like. It's your journey. Sometimes new avenues will arrive during your journey, little detours if you like. These may change your journey in a small way or a significant way. Either way, that's quite a delight. An especially important thing to consider is what hurdles you might face on your journey. Do you foresee any specific obstacles? It's great if you don't have any perceived obstacles when you start, but it's handy to be aware that potential hiccups may arise and to be ready for them. Obstacles may be small, they may be large. All the same, it's a good idea to scope for potential problems that might hinder your progress along the way. And it's also handy to have an action plan for when issues do arise. It'll give you confidence and motivation to pull up your socks and give you the will to carry on when the going gets tough or a little unsettling. Track your thought patterns and refer to your vision board often. That's key to staying on track as well. By creating a visual journey of sorts, you can visualise where you're going. Think of it as the windscreen in your car, looking forward at where you're going rather than looking backwards. Connecting with others can also help you to keep on track and assist you when needed as well. Don't forget to use other people to bounce ideas off. Discuss your progress, chat through hurdles you face, or even celebrate whatever's going on at the time. Challenge yourself to keep moving forward. Even little steps, keeping the faith, readjusting your journey as needed, and embracing the challenges that come your way. Dispelling your self-doubts and dealing with challenges whilst keeping a positive mindset is key to working towards success. Be kind to yourself when times get tricky. Take time to reflect on how far you have come in your journey. By staying on track, using your milestones to guide you, and plotting your journey in a positive way, you can show the world you can do it. Make your life as successful as you wish, and please remember to celebrate your accomplishments as well. Shape any future plans in a conscious way and enable yourself to flourish. As J. Mike Field said, "You are enough, always have been, always will be." Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectus Radio. Stay healthy. Enjoy your day. Until the next time, hugs from me, Kitty.